The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. This is my commandment: love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I chose you. I appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. This I command you: love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. I'd like to give you a little quiz this morning. It's going to be easy, only one question. You can test and grade yourself. Ready? Here's the question. How many times in the Gospel does our Lord mention love? Now, if you got a missalette, don't peek. Just maybe guess. 3 times? 6 times? 10 times? Well, here's the answer. Our Lord mentioned love 9 times in today's gospel. But that's only half the story, because in the second reading, John mentioned the word love another 9 times, a total of 18 times. Now, there's a danger in mentioning the same word 18 times in a short gospel and in that second reading. The danger is that it's going to lose its effect. But there are only 2 times, I think, that you need to remember, and they happen in this one sentence, when Jesus said, "This is my commandment: love one another as I have loved you. Love one another as I have loved you." Okay, Jesus, we got it. But what can this really mean in our lives? Maybe a few stories would help. On the morning of March 3rd, a few months ago, Laura Wolf was eating breakfast in a Waffle House in a small town south of Houston, Texas, when she overheard an older man at a counter tell the 18-year-old waitress, whose name was Ivani Williams, that he had trouble with his hands. The man had an oxygen tank right next to him and needed help cutting his food. So without hesitation, Laura Wolf wrote, "Williams, the waitress, took his plate and began cutting up his ham. She took a video with her iPhone of it and posted it on Facebook. And within a short time, she had 73,000 hits. This waitress, Ivani Williams, had been working at the Waffle House since last June to help pay for her college tuition. She figured this was just the right thing to do. She said, "I'd want someone to help my grandmother or grandfather." A few days later, the Texas Southern University president presented her with a check for $16,000 to help with her college tuition. "Always be helpful," Ivani Williams said. "Just try to help others as little or as much as you can. It doesn't take much." So you see, love can be as simple as cutting up the food for somebody. few days ago, one of the sisters at Flint Ridge Sacred Heart Academy up in La Cañada told me this story. It happened when their softball team played against another Catholic high school, whose name I won't mention, because during the game, one of the players from the other high school, rounding third base, after the third out was made, intentionally went out of the baseline to slam the third baseman from Flint Ridge Sacred Heart, sending her sprawling and almost breaking her wrist. That was unsportsmanlike conduct enough. But the parents of this other Catholic high school began cheering and jeering as if to support that. The girls at Flint Ridge were very angry and disappointed at such conduct. Well, a few weeks later, the same teams had to play again, the last game of the season. And it's customary at the last game of the season for the Flint Ridge seniors to receive a rose and to give a rose to the seniors of the opposing team. Now, the Flint Ridge seniors didn't want to do that after such unsportsmanlike behavior of this other team, but they decided to do it anyway. They gave the roses to the seniors of the other team, who were surprised and gratified. And after the game, one of the parents from the other Catholic high school came up to one of the Flint Ridge coaches and apologized for their behavior at that other game. So you see, sometimes love means don't take revenge, but offer a rose instead. Our final story is about how there can be imaginative ways to really love one another. It's called The Law of the Garbage Truck. Now, I may have told this to you before, but it's worth repeating. One day, a fellow hopped in a taxi taking off for New York City Airport. The cab was driving in the right lane when suddenly, out of a parking place, a black car jeered up in front of them, and the cabbie slammed on the brakes, hung onto the steering wheel, and stopped just a few inches from hitting that other car. While the driver of the other car stuck his head out of the window and started yelling at the cabbie, the cabbie just smiled and waved at him. The passenger said, "Why did you just do that? This guy almost killed us, almost ruined your car, and you're being nice to him?" That's when the taxi driver taught him the law of the garbage truck. He said, many people are like garbage trucks. They run around full of garbage, full of disappointments, full of frustration, full of anger. And as their garbage piles up, they need a place to dump it. And sometimes they'll dump it on you. Just smile, the cabbie said. Don't take it personally. Wave at them and wish them well. Move on. Don't take their garbage and throw it back at them or spread it to other people at home or at work or on the streets. Good people do not let garbage trucks take over their day. So you see, sometimes love means you let others dump on you without dumping back on them. Now, Jesus had other words for saying all of this, of course, even 9 or 18 times. But may this Eucharist and the one who first loved us help us put his words into practice without counting the times, or maybe even the cost. Amen. Now, as our screen comes down, we're going to see a presentation about the reformulation of our pastoral goals. And after that, Cambria will give a little explanation of them.
Without love, faith is nothing. Without love, hope is nothing. Faith, hope, and love goes hand in hand so that it forms a unifying factor in our lives to move forward courageously in the life of Christ.
already know Holy Family is a great parish, but times are changing fast. If we're going to continue to be an inviting, welcoming, thriving, and dynamic parish, we need to look at new ways to do this. The leadership of Holy Family Church is excited to introduce our pastoral goals for the next 5 years. The new goals build on our 2010 pastoral plan, and they identify three overarching ways to keep Holy Family a welcoming community of faith. Our first goal speaks to faith and ways in which we can build our own personal faith by deepening our spiritual connection to Jesus Christ.
Faith is believing in something that is sometimes hard to believe in.
I believe in God. And the reason why I believe in God, I'm Catholic, I got baptized, I do religion.
It's not a one and done, it's an ongoing faith journey. And that's one of the key strategies that we talk about in the pastoral plan, is how do we create those opportunities regardless of where you are in life.
Jesus has given his life for us.
Our second goal speaks to hope and the importance of proclaiming hope by reaching out to those who are seeking a spiritual home in the Catholic Church.
I'm hopeful for to get good grades.
At the end of Mass, the priest always says, go now and forever spread the word, and our job right then begins. Our hope is to spread the word of God everywhere. Once we see the word of God at Mass, we're supposed to spread it everywhere, and that's the hope that we all receive from what we learn at Mass.
I mean, I hope for like good health and good grades and all that kind of stuff, and I also hope for good health of other people, whether it's like mental health or physical health or spiritual health.
Seeing the faith of others, I think that it restores our faith and reinvigorates our faith and gives us hope for the future.
That everybody's safe all the time, and that countries with war don't have war anymore.
Hope is something that I want my children to discover in their daily lives. In this busy world with all the things that we have to do, there's something so valuable about slowing down and being a part of a community. Every day, I want my children to wake up and know that they have the ability to make a difference in the world, to discover that they can share their resources, they can share their talents, that they can be part of something bigger. Here at Holy Family, as a family, we discover this together. My children know that they're a part of something where there's unconditional love, where they feel God's unconditional love, where they can embrace, be a part of something, reach out as a community, and make a difference in their world. This hope is found here at Holy Family.
And finally, our third goal focuses on love and serving one another as disciples of Jesus Christ, with a special emphasis on reaching out to those who are marginalized in our society.
Like I said, I play sports, and the best way to express love is by not excluding.
Love means
caring about other people.
Yes, caring about other people.
St. Paul talks about the virtues, and he says, there remain faith, hope, and charity, or love. And of course, the greatest of these is love.
I love God because I believe in him, mm-hmm. and I pray to him mm-hmm. every night.
There are many in our community, I myself, who feel abundantly blessed. We feel God's presence in our lives. We walk in gratitude for the many ways in which we are graced in the journey of life. And for us, perhaps faith, hope, and love has a meaning in discipleship, to share, to strengthen others, to carry the burdens that belong to others, to celebrate, to give thanks, to sing and praise God in the manner in which we live.
Love is for me, like, caring about like my family, staying next to my parents, mm-hmm. and giving them kisses when I'm going to school.
While our new pastoral goals embrace people at all ages and stages of life, we're especially interested in ways to engage young people and young families in the life of our faith and community. We want to maintain the richness and tradition of our community of faith, and at the same time, find new ways of reaching out to younger generations that speak to their life experience. We invite each one of you to be part of making our pastoral goals a reality. Faith, hope, and love. That's the essence of our Catholic faith and the essence of our identity. As we move forward, embrace the challenges of this exciting era in which we live. Thank you for joining us on this journey of faith, hope, and love.
I believe that all of Jesus' miracles, all of God's miracles that he did for his son to do, I think they're all believed because they're in the Bible.